Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A just war is never preemptive. It's always when you've been attacked, normally through history, by some bordering nation trying to take your resources or trying to invade. Mexico is doing exactly that. And I said last hour, we had no reason to invade Iraq. We have a lot of reasons to invade Mexico. But the elitists are doing the opposite. They're using Mexico, a hostile, criminal, elite state, triple the resources the U.S. has, with a tiny elite running a bunch of slaves down there, using them to break down the U.S. Because Mexico, we've had three wars, one Texian, two U.S. wars, with the Mexicans. And it's not a radical statement. I mean, we have them attacking us with rockets, machine guns. It's more dangerous than the West Bank, the State Department's own travel advisory. But you're not going to see that happen. No, they're going to be used because they're hostile America haters to take over by that piece of trash, George Bush and the Democrats. And you're going to sit there and listen to your fake conservative talk radio, a lot of you, and just love it. You just love it. You love it. You love it. You just love it. I'm not talking to our general listeners. I'm talking about the scumbags out there. And you are. You're scumbags. I'm serious. We have a reason to go to war with Mexico. And don't think in 100 years it's got a snowball's chance in Hades of happening. No, we're going to go invade a bunch of countries that have done nothing to us. 8,000 miles away. Let's go ahead and go to Debbie in New York. Debbie, thanks for holding.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. So I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you. First, I want to say I worked in radio for 15 years. You did a really good job explaining that. Because people that haven't been in radio wouldn't maybe understand all those details. I think you did a great job.
Wouldn't understand that big companies own satellites, and if you want to be on the radio, you've got to go lease time on a satellite?
I mean, a lot of people don't understand that, and I'm glad that you explained it to them.
Well, you worked in radio. What receivers do you have at the station you worked at?
Well, we used to stream in from Texas, ABC. We weren't even live in our area.
Yeah. ABC, stations have the most receivers for that.
And we were live in the morning, and then we switched over to satellite. And everyone in the area thought we were live, but we weren't. It was pretty funny.
But my point is, if you want to be syndicated on there's other Tinker Toy networks that don't have real satellites.
I
wish they did. I wish them well.
I wish ABC would call you. I'd be jumping up and down for joy.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we need.
Exactly.
And I'm thankful to God I stumbled on your show, and that's one of the reasons I want to call and just say, there's a lot of information to be had on your show and shows like yours. If we just open our eyes and look at what's going on in the world, 2 + 2 = 4. It's a shame that a lot of people aren't seeing that today. And it is thankful that, you're getting the message out. One of the reasons I did call today, though, was on Monday night after 24 was off, here in New York we get Fox 5 News. It's the news from New York City. It's not the cable news. And before the show actually ended, before 24 ended, they were talking about, the upcoming news reports. Of course, they had Kiefer Sutherland. He was going to be on. And then they talked about the new terrorist threat in New York. And they hyped it up pretty big. And when, I watched it, they talked about the Iranian terrorists.
Yeah, they're connecting reality with fiction. It's all part of the brainwashing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so what really, I was like, in fact, before they said who the terrorists were, I kind of thought, they got to be from Iran. That would only make sense, and so, of course, they were. And what I found really unusual is the rest of the week I've been watching mainstream media, and they haven't said a word.
So just on that special report after 24, there was going to be a New York newscast about Iranian...
Yeah, it's Fox.
And so they were reporting Iranian terrorists.
Yes, Hezbollah is here in New York, sleeper cells. And they made a big thing. I mean, they promoted it at least 4 times at the end of 24.
And, of course, what will really happen. The globalists will hit Iran. Then the government will blow up a few things in New York. Oh, Iran hit us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sick.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call up because I haven't heard anyone else talking. They want to do it now. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. More great calls like hers straight ahead. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones today into this third hour, 1-800-259-9231. Chris and Nick and Rita and Josh and Johnny, all of you, we're going to your calls right now, and then I'm going to play a clip of the Israeli President Obert yesterday. Get more into the Hastert news that he may be under investigation for bribery. That was in the Village Voice in Salon a few months ago. We knew about it a year ago, and they're just being pressured. This is all blackmail to go along with the war. I've seen this before. So we'll recap that and get into some more details. Ken Lay, convicted on 6 counts of conspiracy, wire fraud. Very, very serious. The Enron chief. Right now, let's go to Debbie. We already talked to Debbie. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for being there.
Thank you.
I want to encourage you to share your dreams with us, since you seemed reluctant to expressing you've had this recurring dream where, if you want to recap, how you with your family, who you had not been with at the time, went up with the HK-47 at a forced roadblock, you said, and you were forced to draw fire on the roadblock. I just want to encourage you because there are things that might happen in the future that we can't avoid. Not to say that it wouldn't be a dignified death, but so in tune and you're so concerned, you're more likely to tune into these things than the average person. I don't think that these people who are jealous or envious really matter. I mean, if you're going to draw out their jealousy and their envy just for expressing your experiences, then let them be envious of your success. When you're really concerned, that's when you start learning things. I found myself. And I know you've said that in the past that you've questioned the human potential. I wanted to point out what Jesus's words were, was that he said that these things I have done, greater things you will do. And I do these things because I go unto my Father, with whom there is no variableness. And what he means by that, I believe, is that there is a state of stillness from where we draw our power, and that's hard for evil to understand. They're so into dramatics, and like you said, their religion, they worship compartmentalization rather than understanding that we're really part of the God force. So I just wanted to encourage you to pass on your experiences, your success stories, and maybe you could invite other people to call in to share their success stories too.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks for that. I just had a reoccurring dream 12, 14 years ago. It had to be, for that period starting about 14 years ago, of being married, having children, Mexican troops in Central Texas at roadblocks. And, folks, I wasn't thinking about this at the time. I'd never heard of this. And it was so real. It was like other dreams I've had that have come true. It had that same feeling. It was terrifying. So that's the story. I mean, I brought that up because we were discussing is remote viewing real, and I was saying I don't know if it's real or not, and this isn't really the type of format show I have. I cover the facts that I can prove. But as for my successes, I'm in a war, folks. I mean, I'm real serious. This isn't some ego trip. This isn't, oh man, millions of people listen to me and millions have seen my films and oh boy, it's about Alex Jones. Believe me, I love it when other people have bigger success than I have against the New World Order, because this is about survival. This is about winning. This is about defending my family. And frankly, it's a great burden. A lot of times I wish I didn't care so much. I wish I didn't understand so much. I wish that it wasn't left to me to do so much. I get very frustrated that there's so much other work I need to do, that I don't do the best radio talk show sometimes, that I am obnoxious or irritable or, whatever. And I get encouraged when the New York Times or the Washington Post or Vanity Fair or American Legion or Popular Mechanics or the Houston Chronicle or the Austin Chronicle or the San Francisco Chronicle attacks me, because I know the enemy is having to respond because we're effective, and it's not going to work. It's a joke. But I do get frustrated sometimes by the COINTELPRO operatives, because I can't give them attention and attack them and call them out as agents, which I know some of them are, because that just gives them more attention, and people don't have enough discernment in many cases to know what's real and what isn't, so giving attention to it just goes nowhere. And then a lot of it isn't just operatives. It's just there are people who are egomaniacs who then say that I'm an egomaniac, but you can listen to them and tell they are. It's all about them, and they want to talk about themselves, and I can't stand it. So I really don't want to talk about myself anymore, folks. I put the info out there. It's up to you to check it out and find out if it's true. It is true, but I don't want you to believe that statement. Just go look it up. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. And then we got serious business to attend to here. Serious business. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in New York. Nick, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Well, the government national ID card propaganda machine is in full swing. I'm holding a copy of the Daily News on the front page. Guess what? Gigantic article on Mike Bloomberg. He wants to give DNA cards to aid immigration battle. If I can read the subtitle right now, let me read this. Launching himself into the immigration debate, Mayor Bloomberg offered a radical Big Brother-style plan. Give every legal worker a fraud-proof identification card sealed with a person's DNA or fingerprints.
Let me just add a background to this. The face scans, the thumb scans for the illegal aliens, if they decide to sign up for it, they still won't be enforced if they're totally illegal. They're just going to leave them alone. Everything they're having to do, citizens in most states have already been, since Texas, since 93, under the Real ID Act, it all becomes law at the state level federally with a unified system and database. in 2008, a year and a half away. And state governments and others have been moving to make citizens give DNA at the driver's license facility. In my first film, which we still offer, it's one of my best, America Destroyed by Design, you can go see the film, and a large section of it is where I get arrested protesting the thumb scanning. It's riveting video with a big protest we had inside the DPS office up in North Austin. And we're in there. And I started handing out hundreds of copies of the executive order for face scans, thumbprints, biometrics, and tissue swabs. That's already law under an executive order. They just never implemented it. So the plan is to do that, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. It even says in the article, in the very first paragraph, Bloomberg calls for the creation of a federal database that would allow employers to verify the immigration status of all job applicants. So this obviously doesn't just apply to immigrants. They're just using it as an excuse to roll out the national ID card.
And exactly. And a lot of people say, well, we have the executive order. A lot of people say, well, I won't give them my blood. No. England already, at many checkpoints, you're stopped for speeding, takes your tissue. And all they do is stick a swab into your mouth. Those are the largest cells in the body and the loosest cells. Thousands scrape off, no blood, no nothing. From the inner cheek, they're going to imagine the cop is going to make you open your mouth. He's going to put a glove on, or at the DPS office. They're already around the country starting to build the clinics in of these little holding cells of the clinic. I know you'll laugh, state police, because you don't read. In a couple of years, you'll be doing it and going, "He was right, but it's good." And they stick it in your mouth, get it, scrape it with the plastic scraper, put it in a little case, seal it, put it in a bag with your name, and it goes to the DNA database.
Right. I've also heard rumors of maybe a nationwide HIV testing for everyone, which would obviously be an excuse to get everyone.
Sir, there's
DNA
no rumor. That's
identity.
In Homeland Security.
Right. My question is this, Alex. What do we do between now and 2008 in May, where we're probably going to have to give up our driver's licenses and take or not take the federal national ID card?
Are you in New York City or are you in New York State?
I'm in New York City. I'm from Brooklyn. I called you yesterday concerning doing a truth symposium in New York.
Yeah, well, let me just bring this up. You, 2 months ago, they announced New York to be a fortress, quote, ring of steel.
Right, on the west side, yeah.
And so what that means is, well, it's going to go nationwide. It's a beta test. The borders stay wide open, but they're going to stop you, check your ID, search you, do whatever they want, take your DNA at those spots. What was your question? Because that was the answer to it. But I forgot the question.
What are we going to do?
Oh, okay, sure. Let me tell you. Well, to know what we're going to do, we need to know what they're going to do. Nationwide, as Ron Paul has said on this show and has been in his reports he's written, libertycommittee.org, Ron Paul has laid out the plan. It's in the bills, in the legislation that's passed. Everywhere, there will be hardened checkpoints built into state, federal, and local roads. Life will be like it is with the TSA at the airports. Everyone will be searched. You will randomly be lined up against walls and searched. The schools are already this way. And if you don't have your driver's license, they passed this law in Ohio. It was the State Patriot Act. You will be taken in as a terrorist because they consider that not having your ID, and you will be arrested and taken to a camp. So we're about 2 years away, maybe even sooner if there's another terror attack to accelerate it. And I even heard the former head of the NSA, Bobby Inman, on KLBJ Radio 2 weeks ago saying this. We will all have this. It'll be worse than Nazi Germany, sir. Just squads of armed paramilitary police running around. The TSA formed the Viper teams. And remember, in Dallas, Houston, and in kind of babbling here, Miami, they're going to randomly go to shopping malls, the side of the road, randomly searching people. Remember, randomly looking for terrorists. Remember?
Yeah.
So life will be like at the airport when they laugh at you and make you take your shoes off and say aggressive things to you. They've all been told to do this. This was the training. Now it's going to go nationwide.
Right. Well,
so what do you do? What do? You expose this is happening in slow motion to condition us. You sue these people. You say no.
It's going to be a line in the sand, I'm telling you. Well, you won't go down for this.
It's going to be hell on earth. But the border is going to be wide open. Understand. We will be absolute slaves. The illegal aliens will be first-class citizens. We will be slaves. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Later, I'm going to play this well-meaning propaganda song, Thanks to You. We're also going to play Olmert, the Israeli Prime Minister here, get into some of the blackmail we know is going on against our government. Right now, let's continue with your calls. Let us now go to Rita in Illinois, then Josh, Johnny, and others. Go ahead, Rita.
Greetings from Global Region 5, Alex. I would like to specifically address Steve who called and then give some, you know, anybody else who's listening who comes across that point, a talking point. Because I see the bubble pop right in front of people when I tell them this and when they ask stupid questions like that. Go rent the Kinsey movie and see what a nice man he was. Then you have to ask yourself, Why would the Rockefellers, because the Rockefellers are in the movie, they have to go before the Anti-American Commission, you know. Why would the Rockefellers, you know, give all that sweet, sweet money that they'll kill for to, so we could have happy sex? You know, and then, you know, a nation that lowers its morals conquers itself. But maybe not. You know, maybe they just wanted, maybe it's just that they were nice men. And look up Kinsey's Table 34. And then why? And they are the people that says, oh, yeah, all the men.
That's right. They make movies about the
horrifying
the psychologist. And then they don't even talk about how he admittedly tortured children. And then he'd make them live in little boxes, his own children. And then he'd write books about how he tortured his children. And then they act like he's some hero. Thank you.
Oh, wait, but Alex?
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, it's sugar-coated and it's still disgusting. Go have a look and then
no,
do
I,
your
you know what? I don't promote that.
Well, it's disgusting. I rented it, okay? And
okay.
It's disgusting and it's supposed to be sugar-coated. And it ends up in the air like, who's that, John Nash, the schizophrenic with his endgame theory? He's wonderful. He's going to go find some more butterflies.
Hey, I appreciate your call. You know, I didn't go see that film and I'm not going to go see it, so... Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Josh in Ontario, Canada. Welcome, Josh.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I hope to see you in Ottawa, 10 minutes from where I grew up. That's pretty amazing. But anyways, I got two things for you. I went to my MP's office the other day and got a copy of Bill 56, amending the Emergency Management Act.
Yes.
Now, it talks about rounding up Ontario citizens and putting them in emergency shelters, albeit sort of... loose words and like very in a tame.
Well, of course it's for your safety.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure our prime minister is salivating over this. But anyways, I do have another thing for you too. Regarding the blanket put over the illegals in America, I have a truncated quote here from the Chief of Defense Staff of Canada, General Hillier, that he said in 2003, "We're not the public service of Canada. We're not just another department. We are the Canadian Forces, and our job is to be able to kill people. These are detestable murderers and scumbags." This is regarding the dissidents in Afghanistan. Now, I'll tell you right that up. I'll tell you that right up front. Now, maybe if we want to go and seek with them an agreement that if landed immigrants join the Canadian Forces, they have an accelerated route to citizenship in our great country. Now, do you think a reason why Bush says to give illegals jobs in America... that Americans don't want to do. This would include joining a volunteer army to invade Iran, you know, to swell the numbers.
Oh, 20%+ of the troops on the ground in Iraq are not Hispanic, folks. They're illegal aliens who became instantly legalized when they joined the forces. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
We have our Hessian military. Thank you, sir. Yes, I will be up in Ottawa City, Ottawa, for the Bilderberg Group meeting coming up in about 2 weeks. I'm really looking forward to covering that. I'm mainly going to be there just to cover the media that's covering it, to kind of show how this whole process works. And I'm sure there'll be some interesting news that we break for you. I'll be calling into the show live. I'm going to have Jack Blood sitting in for me. We appreciate him doing that. Right now, let's jam another call in. Johnny in Texas, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Hope you're having a great day. Hey, I wanted to point out, this is some of the problems that we face. A guy talked earlier about mobilizing. Well, you have to mobilize on a local level, and you have to do everything you can within your power to initiate that change. You can't just rely on Alex Jones and his information. People have to get out there in your own neighborhood.
People always want to launch a huge mobilization now. But,
right.
but they don't want to start a small mobilization. Big mobilization starts with a small mobilization.
That's how it's got to be done. It's got to be done on the local level. Another thing I wanted to point out, it was kind of ironic. I wanted to talk a little bit about the illegal alien problem. Out here in Apache Shores, we have an illegal alien that comes around and mows all the yards. And he mows all of my neighbors' yards, and they pay him, and oh, they're real happy to have their yard mowed. I think I'm the only one on this block that doesn't hire this guy to do this work.
Stay there. I want to hear about it on the other side. Stay there, Johnny. We got a break. And I'm going to play this Obert clip, this music clip, and I'm going to go back over a report we put out yesterday that you need to help us get out to everybody, and that's the report concerning the churches. That's the report concerning how they're being brainwashed to serve FEMA during martial law. You'll want to stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you could drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
We'll go back to your call in just one moment and blitz through the final 26 and a half minutes we've got left here today on this live Thursday edition. I'm very excited and proud and honored and thankful to announce that Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst, 27 years, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., will be at our big 9/11 conference coming up June 24th and 25th. He's only been to one other. And this is going to be amazing. He's going to be there speaking as one of the key speakers on the second day. We've got Professor Stephen Jones on the first, other surprise guest, I bet you can imagine, who are confirmed. It's really there, I didn't even have this. And we're going to have a bunch of other top people, so you don't want to miss this. Get your tickets at Infowars.com now before they all go. They are going quick. It's going to be a huge event, 2 days, June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles. Make a whole vacation out of it. If you're, you know, take your time then, go visit some of the Southern California sites while you're at it, especially if you're in Utah or Colorado or Arizona or Oregon or Washington and nearby, or fly in from Texas or Kansas or Illinois or New York, Florida, whatever. Take the whole family. Tickets are low as $34 a piece when you get multiple tickets at Infowars.com. We do that to encourage more people to come and bring their families. And it's just going to be amazing. We'll premiere my new film, Terror Storm, there, which isn't even complete yet, and it's such a good film. We're basically done with the film. Now we're doing the music and other things with it. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There's a big banner at the top that links to AmericanScholarSymposium.org. Get your tickets right there, or you can call and get them, and we'll email you a ticket with your name and your ticket number. You'll get a wristband. There's only one check-in, so it's easy getting in and out. And then at the same time, You can, if you don't have a computer, we will mail you a ticket, but we're going to have to cut that off, I think, about 10 days or so into June, so we have time to, you know, mail you the ticket out. You call the toll-free number. It's 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And remember what the engine of this broadcast is. It is you, the listeners, the supporters, getting the books and videos we carry by other wonderful authors. You support us, you get good information, and you support the authors and the filmmakers that have made the books and videos I carry. And when you get our videos, you really support us and the books I've written or the books that I've published. There is so much available on the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. So please go there today and look at all the different specials we're offering. We've got DVDs, films I've made as low as $5.95 a piece. All these new books and videos we're carrying, check it out, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free to order. Same number, 1-888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can simply go to prisonplanet.tv. Best deal out there on the Internet. All 14 of my films. Terror Storm will be up there 2 weeks before it's available on DVD. So that'll be in the next month or so. It'll be up there. My weekly TV reports. My in-studio video interviews. All of these other documentaries we've been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, all my best audio interviews. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of 3 cups of coffee, $5.95 a month. It makes the websites, everything we do possible, prisonplanet.tv. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. So, again, that's prisonplanet.tv. Please think about us. Please support us. No one works harder than myself and my team, and we know what we're doing. We're on the front lines. We're having an effect thanks to you. So I want to thank those that have supported us. If you have supported us in the past, think about supporting us again by getting the videos, by getting some of the films you haven't gotten, some of the other books and videos we've added. And if you've never supported us, we really do need your support because we're turning the heat up. You literally put gas in our tank. You know, it's like we're an armored vehicle and we're running over the New World Order. We need fuel. You do that. We've been running over so many of the enemy right now and strafing them that we're getting low on fuel. We need support. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go back to Johnny in Texas. He was talking about hiring the illegal aliens. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really bizarre here in my neighborhood. Most of the neighbors, like I said, they've hired this guy to do this work. Everybody knows where he lives. The police know he's here. The sheriffs know he's here. He drives around with no license in a pickup truck with no registration. This guy has his wife here and his 3 kids, and here's the problem. Okay, they're illegals. They're here. They're working. They're getting to cheat the system. They're not having to compete in the system like we
are.
And
I bet your neighbors have all got George W. stickers.
No, that's the strange part. That is the really strange part. My neighbors are what you would call, old liberal hippies. So it's a total contradiction. You think these people would know better? And I do. I feel like a guy on an island, you know, where nobody cares. The police know. They've been informed. He's been here over a year.
Hey, how about you try not having insurance or a license, and when the cop's taking you to jail, go, hey, well, what about him? And the cop will say, they live by different rules. The police will tell you. The illegals are just left alone.
He's got his national Mexican ID card, so he's got carte blanche. That's some of the problems that we face, that we the people have to change, and you've got to do that on a local level.
I have nothing against this individual himself, but he's part of our government, the Mexican government, that openly want to destroy this country, official government documents, even Lou Dobbs, folks. This is the plan, so you need to call the INS on him.
It's already been done, and the problem is nobody does anything. The guy's been here for a year and a half now with his family, and he says, I'm going to pay $2,500 to get my brother brought in. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
He's
why
telling
anybody
you this.
Doing? The police won't do anything.
So he's going to pay a coyote, a criminal.
He's going to pay a coyote to bring in. And it's funny. I'm sitting here holding to talk to you, and here comes the guy around the corner, and he's got 3 guys that I've never seen.
Are you on a short phone?
Yes, I am.
Well, walk up to him.
Well, actually, they've already left.
Okay, well, he's driving around the corner. Too bad. I'd like to talk to him.
Well, I know right where he lives. I know his name.
Well, what you ought to do, well, let's not give his name out. What you ought to do,
no.
You need to call the police and say, look, there's a crime being committed right there. I demand you do something.
It's already been done. They refuse to respond. And what can you do when the state, local, and federals refuse to uphold the law?
But see how it's all selectively enforced? We're the fat, dumb Americans. We're all easy. We're the easy mark. We're here to be fed on. Thanks for the call. I know, it's frustrating. Before I run out of time, let's play the Olbert clip. This is the Israeli Prime Minister yesterday giving a speech being praised by Congress for the need to attack Iran. We're going to roll about a minute 20 of this.
It is 3 years since the roadmap for peace was presented. The roadmap was and remains the right plan. A Palestinian leadership that fulfills its commitments and obligations will find us a willing partner in peace. But if they refuse, we will not give a terrorist regime a veto over progress or allow it to take hope hostage. We cannot wait for the Palestinians forever. Our deepest wish is to build a better future for our region, hand in hand with a Palestinian partner. But if not, we will move forward, but not alone. We could never have implemented the disengagement plan without your firm support.
And then I've got the transcript of more of what he had to say about how we've got to attack Iran. If Europe won't help us, we've got to do it, or Israel will do it alone. Very, very serious. And before we take more calls, I'm going to play this little propaganda piece. This is a piece came out, I guess, a few years ago for the troops. And again, I support the troops. That means I don't want them breathing depleted uranium, which admittedly is killing them. I don't like the fact that the troops get charged for their own body armor when it gets blown off their body. I don't like the fact they were lied to and told they'd be home in time for Christmas, and many of them have served 3-4 tours over there. I don't like the fact that when their arms and legs are blown off, they got to pay $4 a day in the hospital for their meals. I don't like the fact they have to pay for their own flights back to the U.S. I don't like the fact that they've served 2, 3, 4 tours, and they've been automatically brought in with stop loss and basically drafted. They've already served, and it's a draft on those that volunteered for 2, 3 years, and they say, no, you can't leave, you've got to stay. That is a draft of those that have already served. So I support the troops, and I don't support this phony, fraudulent war in Iraq premeditatedly based on a fraud. Now listen to this country song. I forget the name of the artist, but it's Thanks to You. I heard this the other day on XM Radio, and it's just, and you can tell the singer, you know, even like Charlie Daniels, another guy, you can tell they mean well. They think they're good guys. Oh, you're fighting for freedom. Oh, without you, what will we do? Oh, the very government waging war in Iraq is destroying our freedoms here. You can't debate that. So go ahead and roll that song. You have it, don't you, Scott? Yeah, go ahead and we're going to roll just part of this. Go ahead.
We don't think about that much till we send them off to war. That's when we get behind them to show them our support. But we sometimes take for granted that they'll always be around. Each one of them a hero for defending this sacred ground. They keep us safe and they keep us free. They make this country proud. One American to another. It's time they heard these words out loud. Thank you for the job you do so well. You risk it all in freedom's name. is made for the ones who never came back home. The highest price was paid. It's about time we show some gratitude. Let me be the first in line to say thank you. I want to thank those men and women inside the Legion Hall tonight. They were willing to do whatever it took, even laying down their lives. On land and sea and up in the air, a tough job day in and day out. That's what being an American soldier is all about. Thank you for the job you do so well. You risk it all in freedom's name and sometimes go through hell. Thank you for the sacrifices made, for the ones who never came back home. The highest price was paid. It's about time to show some gratitude. Let me be the first in line to say,
all right,
thank you.
Hey, how about you just not give the troops words? How about you allow their families to ship them real body armor and not the defective level 2 that's getting them all killed? How about you just not say thank you? 70%+ want to come home and say the whole war is a fraud and they've been lied to. Imagine you serve 2-3 tours and they say, sorry, your contract said this, but we're going to keep you there. I mean, how about you do what the troops really want if you want to say thank you? No, it's easy to make $10 million off some song, off some album. I was trying to listen to country music on XM Radio. They had like 10 channels of it. And driving to the office and driving back and probably an hour listening to it, half the songs were like this. Different channels. I was flipping around. It was just all, our leader's so good, fighting them Al-Qaeda's. Oh, we love you. I mean, it's just a lie. What would Johnny Cash be saying about all this if he was still alive? He'd know it was a fraud. It's a fraud. And there's people who want to be sappy. They want to be kind. You want to just, I know you guys aren't bad out there. You want to just feel good and have American flags all over your car. That artist talks about sacred ground. Our sacred ground, it is public that our government has implemented legislation for the American Union. Again, even Lou Dobbs has read the document. It's happening. The end of America, you twits. I'm upset. I love this country. If our military was down there fighting the Mexican troops that are attacking us, I would be saying thanks to you. And I'd do more than pay them lip service. I'd make sure they had real body armor. But over in some innocent country who was our ally, who we set up to attack Iran, who we set up to attack Kuwait, and don't give me that. What I just said is the truth, okay? What I just said is the facts. Patriotism isn't being an idiot. Patriotism isn't being sappy and tearing up. Patriotism is defending our borders when a bunch of foreigners are taking American flags down and burning them. Yes, I got video off Spanish TV of them burning American flags coast to coast. It was never on CNN. And George Bush is behind all of it. The people that control Bush are behind all of it. He's doubled the size of the BATF. Do you love your Second Amendment that our veterans did fight and die for over 230 years ago? Or do you love being a sap and sticking yellow ribbons all over your car? That means you support the killing of our troops. That means you support the lie and the fraud and the scam. Now listen, this story didn't get enough traction. It's already on yesterday's news. You got to click on the archive. It's a top story. We're going to make sure it stays on the main page. We're putting it back up there. Paul Watson spent hours and hours writing this. It's full of documents. All the claims are proven. Our military is being trained to take our guns and put us in camps, period. Secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers in preparation for martial law. Nationwide initiative trains volunteers to teach congregations to obey the government during seizure of guns, property, forced inoculations, and forced relocation. And we have the training manual. We have them all posted. All the claims are proven. Gun rights activists, property rights activists, Christians, homeschoolers, you're all listed. Thanks to you, America's dead. Thanks to you, it's all over. Come on! And most of these phony country people have never been on a horse, never worked on a ranch. All that Nashville fakes, they all make me sick with their fake music. It's like everything else is as fake as a $3 bill. Your patriotism's fake. Your cowboy boots are fake. Your cowboy hats are fake. Your belt buckles are a joke. You're a bunch of idiots. I am sick of the scams. And I'm sick of a bunch of rich people sitting around selling patriotic songs, making millions of dollars, selling a fraud. And I'm sure a lot of these idiots mean well. It's unbelievable. I got the report right here what they're doing to our churches. We need to get this out to everybody. This isn't America when they do this stuff.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ray McGovern coming to our big 9/11 conference in Los Angeles, 24th and 25th of June. Get your tickets now. It's going to be once in a lifetime. Let's ram through four calls quickly. I'm going to move fast. Osa in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. Basically, I want to talk about this program from Prison Planet that I saw on May 10th. It was probably one of the most amusing and the funniest broadcast I've seen, but at the same time, it wasn't that funny. And basically, to make a long story short, you're talking about the dumbing down of our society because of the media, because of the latest fashion fad, because of because of that fact, people just don't seem to care about what's really going on.
And what did you see? I don't remember it.
Basically, you were talking about how our society is being dumbed down because of, you know, what's basically you mentioned that people don't care about what's going on, about the facts that people can't name Iraq or Iran on a map.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was the big national study. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, and it's a shame. You try to tell people that, hey, our media is being run by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. You tell them all these things, that the war on terror is fraud. You try to tell them, it's like talking to a brick wall, Alex.
Some people, Osen, I appreciate your call. I understand your frustration. A lot are waking up. Remember, the idiots don't count. They're going to drool in a corner no matter what we do. Who hung up? I was going to you, Dave. Dave in Canada. Jack in Arizona. Go ahead, Jack.
Alex, good to talk to you. I'll make it quick. Yesterday you had a really great guest on the whole Nazi thing and the connection with American big business.
Yeah, the Nazi Hydra.
And my shortwave reception here in Arizona kept going in and out, and I really missed the, I think his name was Glenn Yeadon, but I missed the title of the book.
Nazi Hydra in America. If you can get to a computer, it was in yesterday's news.
Nazi Hydra in America?
Yes.
And how do you spell his last name?
Yeadon, Y-E-A-D, I can't spell it out live on air, I have to write it down, Yeadon.
Yeadon.
Y-E-A-D-E-N. There you go, Yeadon.
Will you be carrying the book?
I may be, yes, sir.
Because his information was extremely revealing, especially the Bush connection.
Well, I've got all the original news articles. It's all admitted. He just put it together nicely.
It's unbelievable that this truth is out there, and people seem to be letting it go in one ear and out the other.
That's the thing. The truth is so weird. George Bush has hired the Mexicans through a PR firm to bully Americans into accepting total amnesty, and the media is saying it's getting tough when it's amnesty. Thanks for the call. Everything's insane. The Bushes are Nazis. I mean, they got Nazi money still. I mean, it's all just Twilight Zone. Dave hung up, so we'll go to Mike in Illinois, I believe. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike in Louisiana.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
No problem. I've been emailing back and forth with a friend of mine, trying to wake him up over the last few days. I mean, talking hundreds of emails, you know, just trying to wake him up to the whole idea of this conspiracy. And then, of course, the culmination is 9/11 and the event with World Trade Center 1, 2. And, of course, I was hanging my hat on World Trade Center 7. He's been bringing up the debunking sites, you know, and I'm looking at the layout, and you got World Trade Center 3, 4, 5, and 6. The debris had to jump over 6 to get to 7. I mean,
the official debris fields. It only got hit by dust. The building was not damaged. FEMA says they don't know why it fell. They've given 5 different fraud reasons and had to retract them. The underwriters have said it's a fraud. There had to be bombs. And then what the debunking sites that I've looked at do, they just lie, sir.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, he's going to then say, well, they're lying. You say, you know, I say your guys are lying, and then where does it go from there? You know, I mean, this site...
Sir, they have the Urban Legend site saying China doesn't sell organs. Okay, I mean, these people, there are debunking sites that say Rumsfeld never said there were WMDs. I mean, these people are just jokes.
All right, well, yeah, they addressed Larry Silverstein saying pull, meaning it took meant to take the firemen out of the thing and not pull the building.
Yeah, but they admit the firemen were already out of that when he gave that order. They were told to get out of the building. Pull is the industry term for demolition.
Yeah, I guess people are going to believe what they want to believe, you know?
Yeah, that's right. When they take their pension funds and devalue the dollar more, they can just jump around saying it's wonderful. I mean, you know, you can believe whatever you want. You can believe in the tooth fairy. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.